Morgan, tell everyone, Rishus Rashi Shiva, we're on page 60, we're up to Simon Kuf Mem Chet Bezrat Hashem, we'll be finishing Hilchos Kriyas Torah today. Here we go. So, Shalo Yashit Shliach Tzibur, Ateva, this first Simon Kuf Mem Ches, is not completely so Halacha L'maisa for most shoals, but this is the story. Based on the Gemara and the Megillah, many, many shoals back in the day, since they didn't have good locks on the doors, and they didn't, the Beit Knesset were not really watched over very properly, they didn't have security systems, of chulei v'chulei, so many times they had the Sefer Torah kept in a house that was nearby the shoal in order to protect the Sefer Torah better than having it sitting in the shoal. So the halacha over here says, "Ein shliach tzibur shayla havshid ateva b'tzibur calls man shame beis knesses." It doesn't say it directly over here, but if you look over here, and the Mishnah really explains you exactly what I was talking about. Basically, over here, they're going to be taking the Sefer Torah after davening back to the house where it is kept. So over here, just like nowadays, we have the bima; it's nice with a nice cloth over it. So the gabe the shul. He should not start taking off the cloth of the bima while the tzibur is waiting to say that. All the tzibur is waiting for after shul to end for the Sefer Torah also to be out in order to escort the Sefer Torah out. They shouldn't start be undressing the bima also because it's the terech of the tzibur. Rather, the gabe should go with the Sefer Torah to the house, put away the Sefer Torah, then everyone could go their own ways. And the gabe of the shul will come back and take care of his duties of cleaning up after the minyan and folding up the tablecloth. Says the Mechaber of Ein Shliach Tzibur Shaila Hashida Teva. But Tzibur, even though Teva many places in Shulchan Aruch is referring to the Aron Kodesh, over here the Mishnah Berurah says Beferish, he says in Sivkot Na'al, B'kol Makom Teva Perush Aron Kodesh. Teva Murakan Shulchan HaShasefer Munach Alav Shekorim Bo. Over here we're talking about the Bima. Over here we're talking about the Bima. Therefore, the Bima should not be undressed. Kol's Man Shem Beis Knesses while the Tzibur sitting in the Beis Knesses. Perish Rashi. Sheyu regilin lahavi sefer Torah mi bais acher. They used to bring the sefer Torah from another house. Shemishtameres bo v'chulei. And shetorach tzibur ulitakev shem to be terach the tzibur for the tzibur to wait there. Once again, terach the tzibur over here is something that's not, how long is it going to take to undress the bima and fold it up? Not so long, but nevertheless, terach the tzibur. Why should the whole tzibur have to wait for the gabe? The gabe's job will come back and go ahead and take care of it. Okay, many people like to pull the Tircha de Tzibur flag. Not always do we say Tircha de Tzibur. Sometimes things are appropriate. You have to do things. You have to do what the minion has to do. But Tircha de Tzibur is something that has to be on everyone's mind, especially the Chazan leading the Tzibur, and everyone else made sure that you're not stam keeping up the Tzibur for no reason. Let's move on to the last Sim over here, Simon Kuf Mem Tes. Similar, based on the din that we just had, that over here, the Mikra the din, it's going to talk about that the Tzibur should not leave before the Sefer Torah over here when you're taking the Sefer Torah out, or for that matter, also when you're taking the Sefer to the Aron Kodesh, we'll see the two different halachas over here. Says the Mechaber, a Netzibur Rashayin Latzeit Mebeit Knesset Ad Shetziatznio Sefer Torah. The Tzibur should not leave the Beit Knesset until they put away the Sefer Torah. We'll see over here, this is whether they're taking it to another house, or the Stam, they're taking it to the Aron Kodesh. Before the Aron Kodesh, the Sefer Torah takes taken back to the Aron Kodesh, so you should not walk out of the shul. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot Aleph, she ain't zed derech kavod haTorah shein yichov yechulam. It's not kavod haTorah to leave the Sefer Torah and leave. It says the Mishnah Berurah umayri b'makom shaminag latzniyah Sefer Torah achol v'alatzion. This is talking about Nusach Sfard, where they're going to be putting back the Sefer Torah after uvalatzion. Deem Lokin, if you're talking about Nusach Ashkenaz, B'lav Achila Asr L'Adam Latzeis Meis Knesses, Kodom Kedusha Desidra. Anyways, it's Asr to leave the Shul, at least before the Kedusha of Valetzion, and even after that, the Kadishim, after Levatzion, and Elena, you really are supposed to be there for also, so the guy should be leaving Shul anyways. But I guess even if it's talking about someone leaving, to go to the bathroom, let's say, you should wait till the Sefer Torah is get put back, in order not to be a Bezayin to the Sefer Torah over here. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah over here seems to say what one should do. Now, moving on in the Ramah. He says, Miu, im einam yotzim rak yachid leislamba. However, the Ramah says, if it's just a yachid leaving, it's not the end of the world. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afil shnaim o shlosha. Even if it's two or three are going to walk out, it's not in the world. That time, diyesh kavod lesefer Torah kevet shadayim rovat tzibur sham. So long as rovat tzibur is still there, so it's not that big of a deal, says, based on the Ramah over here, says the Mishnah Berurah. This is only talking about within the shul. But if you're taking the Sefer Torah outside the shul, a yachid should not leave before the Sefer Torah. You should wait for the Sefer Torah to go out first before the yachid goes out. Okay, so up until this point, except for that last part of the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about where the Sefer Torah is going to put it back in the Aron Kodesh. Now the Mechaber is going to move on to where you're bringing the Sefer Torah out of the Shul. V'matznina sefer Torah b'bayis acher. If you're putting it into another house, im ein lebayis haknasas el petach achad. If there's only one entrance and exit to the shul, so tzrichin li'akiv achi yitzei sefer Torah. You every yachid has to wait until first they take out the sefer Torah. V'yelchu acher v'lamakom shematznina tosham, and then you could go afterwards, and you have to malav the sefer Torah to its destination. Okay, so this is the makor. When you see a sefer Torah going by, you're supposed to malava the sefer Torah over, just like you're malava to the house. But let's say there's two entrances and exits. Let's say they're going to be taking out the sefer Torah out of the front entrance of the shul, and you want to leave out the back entrance. So this is the following halach. If you leave before the sefer Torah, you could leave in the opposite exit. So it sounds like a very good heter. Very good thing to rely on, but then over here, it's not really going to help you, because the Mishnah Rebbe Machaber goes on and says, "Ubilvad sheyelchu achar sefer Torah v'yilavu l'makom shematznina tosham." So I don't know what he's marviach over here. It says over here he could walk out the back exit, but nevertheless he has to come around to the front now in order to malava the sefer Torah. He still has to malava the sefer Torah. So I'm not sure why he wants to leave out the back in order to go malava the sefer Torah on the front. It would make more sense maybe to malava just the sefer Torah on the front. Maybe because there's so many people, he doesn't want to have to squish, leaving out the same exit that everyone else is leaving. So he wants to leave out the back exit, but he would still have to be go ahead and escort the sefer Torah. Up until this point is not so lachlamaisa, but now we see in the Ramah a couple of very important dinamos. Says the Ramah, now we're going back to where, like nowadays, where you put it back to the Aron Kodesh. So in the place where they're putting it into the Aron Kodesh, Shu Aaron Bebeis HaKnesses, Mitzvah Lekol Misho Veres Lefanov Lulavoso Ad Lifnei Aaron Shemachnisno Tosham. It's a mitzvah for every person the Sefer Torah walks past. They all have to malava the Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh. That means anywhere the Sefer Torah from the Bima and forward, where the Sefer Torah is going to be passed by, and Hu Adin on the way to the Aron Kodesh, there's a mitzvah for every person to go ahead and follow the Sefer Torah to malava the Sefer Torah. That's what it says over here, and that's halacha. It's not just like a nice thing. It's a mitzvah. It's a ramah mefirsh and shulchan aruch. The poskim do point out that certain times and certain shuls, it depends on how the makeup of the shul. If everyone starts to malava the Sefer Torah, it's going to cause a big balagan. If it's going to cause a big balagan, so you should malava it a little bit and then go back to your seat and not cause major crowds. But let's say there's a big room, okay, and there's plenty of room to malava the Sefer Torah, so then you should go, everyone should go ahead and malava the Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh. It's mashma over here. It's only mikra to din for whoever the Sefer Torah passes. It sounds like from the people in the back of the shul, when the Sefer Torah does not pass by them, there's no mitzvah for them to do. They're not mechuyev to do it. If they want to do it, the malava Torah, for sure, then it's going to be covered for the Sefer Torah. Now, that's by everyone in the shul. Then the Ramah goes on. V'chein ha-golol yelech achar Sefer Torah lifnei Aaron. Also, the person doing glila, he has to follow the Sefer Torah. V'omed sham ad sheyachziru ha-Sefer Torah l'minkomo. He says, b'feresh where the golol has to go all the way up to the Aron Kodesh until they have put back the Sefer Torah. Then he says, "V'cheinu hagdim b'magbiyah sefer Torah." Not only the goal, but also the person getting hagba. He also kiu ikra goal, because we saw earlier on. Really, the ikra part of glila is really hagba, and therefore both the magbiyah and the golol have to go up to the Aron Kodesh. K'moshen isbar b'simen kuf mem zayin sif dalit. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here in sif katan zayin and ches. Very important. Mr. Bro says, "Siv katan zayin lulavo." So, v'chein kishemotzien me'ahechol. Like I said before, also when they take out the Sefer Torah, mitzvah l'kol misho veres lefanu lulavosa ad bima. It's a mitzvah for everyone to go ahead and escort it to the bima. And then he says, "Siv katan chesed neichinu agi magbia mashu v'dimineginu magbia luchod." It's mashma over here. I'm not exactly sure what this mashmos over here. The Chavetz Chaim says the mashmos is that the minig was only by the person doing hagba. Aval, he says, "Belavosh l'shulchay atzishim b'tid mushari afraim avur." But from the Achronim, it says, "The beina magbia ubeina golot tzrichim l'lavosu ad lifnei Aron Hakodesh." First, also the person getting hagba, and also the person in Galila, they have to makbid to go ahead and follow the Sefer Torah. So that's something the Rosh Shiva made up over here that makes sure the hagba person doing hagba in Galila go ahead and follow the Sefer Torah. It's a mefirsh ramah in Shulchan Aruch. They have to go ahead and follow the Sefer Torah. Okay, and so to Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul, every time he's very makbid to go ahead himself and escort the Sefer Torah, but he's makbid first to make sure the person the magbia and the golol go in front of him. Okay, if the golol already went back to his seat, so I don't think he takes him from his seat. But you see over here, he's supposed to really escort the Sefer Torah also the person doing glil. For sure, the magbia
And also, if the goal is still there, he makes them go ahead and before him, because those are the Iker people have to malava the Sefer Torah over here, as we see in the Ramah Beferish over here. Okay, so that is the mitzvah of being malava the Sefer Torah. And Sefer Torah, when you see people, sometimes someone comes to the Aron Kodesh to grab a Sefer Torah and it's Shiva, there's also a mitzvah to go ahead and malava the Sefer Torah. Okay, just like the big Rav, you see some people are very mak when a big Rav, they're big mavs go and follow the Rav. That's also a good thing to follow the Rav. You don't have to, once again, knock over people. But on the same time, the Sefer Torah also is supposed to be escorted. It's not nice. The Sefer Torah is going by person. One person carrying it, no one going to escort the Sefer Torah. You're supposed to escort the Sefer Torah also. Then the last line of Hilchos Kriyas Torah, V'yesha Katva, Shemevi'in Atinokos L'nashik Torah. You bring the children to go ahead and kiss the Sefer Torah. Kedi L'chanchem L'zarizem B'mitzos, in order to mechanechem and to mezariz them to do mitzvos, v'chein nohagim, and this is the minhag. So it's not just a nice baba maisa that you get to bring the kids to go kiss the Sefer Torah. It's a ramah in Shulchan Aruch once again that says that's why you have the kids. You bring them and in order to go ahead and kiss the Sefer Torah. And as the posse point out, it's not just a din for the kids. The people should also kiss the Sefer Torah. And also, just like the Rosh Yeshiva points out to everyone here, in his own language, he explains it in how you're supposed to kiss the Sefer, not going with your talis or your tzitzis. You're supposed to kiss it with your own lips. It's a mafursh arizal. The arizal says the same thing, that you're supposed to go ahead and kiss the Sefer Torah yourself and not put your hand on the Sefer Torah and kiss. You're supposed to kiss the Sefer Torah if you're worried about germs and things like that. Then you can ask your own shiloh. But that's beferish in the arizal. That one is supposed to go ahead and kiss the mantle. So there's a big inyan to also kiss the Sefer Torah, to also mezariz ourselves the mitzvos, to remind ourselves what really we're supposed to be respecting and looking forward to. Therefore, milava the Sefer Torah, and we go ahead and kiss the Sefer Torah. We'll just end with one ha'ara. I don't remember if I ever brought it up in the shiur, but a very, very interesting machlokas in general, bringing up kids, children, and Sefer Torah. Okay, there's a big discussion between Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinsa and his Rebbe Rosh Shlomo Zalman, whether the whole minhag of bar mitzvah boys to prepare laning for the bar mitzvah is a good idea or not a good idea. Okay, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who is very, very strong, is brought down in a bunch of different sefer svarim. Balilo Yibol has it, and others are that they discuss it with Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Rosh Shlomo Zalman was very against the minhag of bar mitzvah boys laning for a couple of reasons. Besides for the pressure that it puts on a child that nowadays a lot of kids cannot handle the pressure. But besides for that, he's pointed out two other things. And that is, number one, I'm not so sure it's by all children nowadays, but he's afraid that it's going to take them out of their regular schedule and it's going to mevatel the Torah that they're learning in the Chadarim. Okay, so maybe that's not as nice when they're looking around. They got a lot of smiles over here. But the other point he says is that many times the bar mitzvah boy doesn't really know how to lane. Okay? And the bar mitzvah teacher has to work really, really hard at his job in order to get, in the end, the kid really still does not know how to lane. So either what happens is he does a really lousy job up there and he makes a lot of mistakes, and therefore it's very embarrassing, and that can be very traumatic for the child. But even if he does learn it very well, many times what happens is he just learns it bal peh. He doesn't really learn the words. He doesn't really learn the trump. And he ends up reading in the tzibor bal peh. He's not even looking in the Sefer Torah at all times. And therefore, the tzibor is not yotzei dei chavasa. So that goes back to the din we said before. You have to read from the words of the Sefer Torah and not read al peh. For those reasons, Rosh Shlomo Zalman was against the kids learning for the bar mitzvah. Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, he writes over there in the Aron Valilu Yibal, he wrote that he, over here, most says he will not disagree directly when he knows his Rebbe says something. Over here, he felt he did not understand his Rebbe. Over here, he thought that the minhag is a very good minhag, and he thought that, in suppose, I think in the Sefer he says it's a minhag that was made up in America. I think they said there was a minhag made up in America, the bar mitzvah boys are going to lane. And Rav Nevinsal says, no, it's an old, old minhag. Already in Europe, in Germany, the kids did it also. It was not made up in America. And therefore, he said that he thought to train a child to learn how to lane is a very, very important tool that a kid will have for his upbringing and to be close to the Torah and know the psukim well. Someone who comes about Korah, we all know they're shlita in the psukim in the Torah. If they do it a good job and they learn it the right way, their shlita over the Torah is way ahead of most other people's understanding and the psukim of the Torah. And therefore, if Nevinsal thought that's a very good idea, obviously, probably it depends on the child. For some children, probably the answer is it's going to be good for them, and some children, it's probably not going to be so good for them. So everyone should hopefully know their children very well and make sure that they're not putting their own pressures on the child because they want themselves to look good, the parents, and they should do what's good for the child. And Bezrat Hashem, we should all be Zocha to fulfill the mitzvahs of Helchos Kriyas Torah, to raise our children to be close to the Torah, and Bezrat Hashem, everyone should do a great chazara. Helchos Kriyas Torah will start Helchos Beis Knesset next time. Have a good day.